Hey there, fellow life breathers. Welcome, it's Dr. J. Did you know that the word inspiration means to breathe life into someone? Well, it's my absolute obsession to help you live your best and inspired life. So what are we waiting for? Let's get started. Hey friends, I am excited to bring you today's 5-minute drop all about neurolinguistic programming. And it's this phrase, the map is not the territory. And it's the best foundation that I've ever laid for myself in the way that I view the world. So your map is not the territory. This is a brilliant phrase coined by Alfred Korzybski back in the 1930s and describes the human condition so clearly. As human beings, we're confined to the constraints of both our experiences and words. And what that means is that our consciousness, what we're aware of, is housed in a physical and organic body, which has to use 5 senses to interpret what we experience. In addition, in order to translate or describe for someone else what we're experiencing at any given point in time, we have to use language as our mode of communication. Language is quite constraining as well. For example, I find that there are words in the Korean language that don't translate quite accurately to the English language or vice versa. There are other examples that drive this point home. And when you think about Eskimos, for example, having precise words to describe different types of snow, whereas we don't have the capability to distinguish, let alone describe, different types of snow that exist. So, to say that your map is not the territory, it simply means that you nor I can experience the world directly. Filtered through our 5 senses, or 4 senses in this case, sight, sound, touch, and taste, information in our surroundings are deleted, distorted, or generalized into our systems of understanding the world. Not only does this information get filtered into our perception, but filtered also through our past beliefs and experiences. This is where our nifty little brains will filter the billions of bits of information coming into our senses at any given point in time to the 7 ± 2 bits of information, so anywhere from 5 to 9 bits of information that we can consciously hold in our brains for our consciousness to actually understand what's going on in the world. So a moment ago, I only said 4 senses. What's the 5th sense and why did I leave that out? The 5th sense is smell. That's actually the only sense in our whole experience in our bodies that allows us to directly experience our world and allows chemicals to pass right to the limbic system of our brain. So there's no filtering in smell required. Lately, there's a movie that's actually captured my attention. If you've seen The Greatest Showman, you know what I'm talking about. Let me show you what this has to do with the topic that we're talking about today. For some of you, the movie was about a love story between two people who were told by society that they weren't allowed to be together. For others, The Greatest Showman was a movie about a husband and father finding his way back to what's most meaningful in life. And yet, for many others, it was about societal inclusion and empowerment. For me, however, the movie was about me. It spoke to me in a metaphorical way about my current journey and struggle. The lyrics to each song in the movie was a direct translation of my love letter to life. Life if it were personified. It brought it all to life. Now that I've said this, many of you that have watched the movie will probably start to have like an aha moment, making connections that you hadn't made about the movie and yourself before. And it'll help to jolt you to think about the movie in ways that you hadn't allowed yourself to before. But that's what filtering does. That's what our perception and interpretation is all about. We interpret the same thing, you and I, in different ways. So what does all of this, if we were to think about paradigm shifts, what does this have to do with paradigm shifts and mastering yourself? It's simple. If you can change your awareness, you can change your world and your world architecture and beliefs, which would then change your experience and feelings, which ultimately then change your life responses. So let me say this again, because this is a very, very important concept. If you can change what you are aware of, your awareness, you then change your world architecture or your beliefs about the world, which then changes how you experience life, your feelings that show up, which ultimately and inevitably change your life responses. It changes your behaviors. That means you can show up differently in your life by knowing your map and making subtle shifts. What you experience is just your perception. It's just a personal distortion and filter of reality. Your map is just a representation. So the more accurate or resourceful your map is, the easier it'll be to navigate. Change your map and change your directions. Your experience is not an accurate experience. It's not objective. So I invite you to ask yourself today, how can I change my representation or map to increase self-influence? So how can you make your map more accurate to increase your personal power today? Want more? Come join me on my website at www.yourlifeinspired.com. That's the letters URLifeinspired.com.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.